It's the Disneyland with Kids podcast, bringing you travel tips, park tidbits, and the best Southern California travel deals. Jessica, I am trying to book my hotel. I was told to stay at the Paradise Pier Hotel, or is it the Pixar Pier Hotel, or is it the Paradise Place Hotel? Like, what's going on? I'm not sure. But let's talk about it in today's episode of the Disneyland with Kids podcast. I'm Becca from This Crazy Adventure Called Life.
And I'm Jessica from The Happiest Blog on Earth. Yes, things are confusing in the Pixar space, but we're here to clear it up a little bit and share some of my first thoughts because I actually got to stay in the new hotel before its grand opening.
Yes, so the hotel's been open through reservation. This is the previously, now I'm going to mess this up all the time. So no matter what, if you're in a Disney, the nice thing is they're changing the name. It is currently the Paradise Pier Hotel. But of course, Paradise Pier was reimagined a few years ago to Pixar Pier. And so it didn't really fit anymore. Now it will be the Pixar Place Hotel. So we do still have, we have Pixar Pier, Pixar Place. But when you're in a Disney forum, for those of you that are researching for your trip, it will be the same initials, PPH, no matter what. So thankfully that helps out a little bit. But the Pixar Place Hotel has been going through a revamp. It's not officially open yet. It's not completely done, but I've been in the lobby a lot recently. Jessica's been in the lobby and she got to stay in one of the newly renovated rooms. So while it's not completely finished, it's mostly just finishing up the rooms and a few like touches that they don't want in there until it's officially open. But it's pretty much done. So we're going to talk about that today. And I think before we talk about that, Jessica, we have to talk about our last stay as at the Paradise Pier Hotel in August of 2022 when we stayed there together.
Yes, we stayed there together just to give it one final hurrah. And I feel like that hotel has just always been a really bumpy third wheel.
Yes, that's a good way to put it. A really bumpy third wheel.
Yeah, because we've had three Disney-owned hotels. We have the Disneyland Hotel, the original. We have the Grand Californian Hotel and Spa, which is attached to California Adventure. And then we just had this oddball who didn't really have a cohesive theme. They tried really hard and it just wasn't cutting it. There are a few elements that I loved about it in the past, but when we're talking about how dated it was and the theming, it was just really time for it to get a refresh.
Yeah, it definitely was. And when we went, you know, there were a lot of things that hit me. It felt like it hadn't, and I'm sure it had, but it sat vacant for a while. To me, it smelled a little musty, like, and you could just really tell how dated everything was. I mean, we still had the insert for the key cards, you know, and like the light switches, like the one I have behind me in my house that are like the flip switch, not even like the touch ones. Just lots of little things that really showed it was dated and the furniture was dated and stuff. So it was definitely time for a refresh. And I think Pixar was the perfect choice for the theming of this hotel.
Yes. And I will have to say again, staying in the new Pixar rooms before the opening, let's just get right into it. It was incredible. And I have the review up on The Happiest Blog on Earth. I went with my oldest and we were really just in awe of the room. And it also helps that we had a theme park view. It was breathtaking. We were so excited. And one of the main points that I want to get across about this hotel is that it is no longer that bumpy third wheel. It is a part of a trio, a team that you're going to have a hard time deciding which of the three Disney properties you're going to stay at now. Truly. I'm having that conflict myself, and I feel like I'm just going to have to make like a rotation of the three. It's that good.
Yeah. So let's start with the lobby. Before you walked in, it looked like a hotel lobby almost anywhere, except for it had like a Goofy with the surfboard right there in the middle, you know? Now you walk in, oh, it's just like beautiful. And there's Pixar touches everywhere in the floor, on the walls. It's gorgeous. And this wasn't up, I don't think, when you went, but I just had someone send me a picture that they have like, it's almost like a mobile. I'll put this up on YouTube if she gives me permission. Yes. But it's hanging from the ceiling, and it's probably going to be almost like when you're going downstairs in Lamplight Lounge. So it's exactly like that, but with Pixar characters. Yes. And, you know, it's just beautiful. And of course, like my favorite things are like the bathroom signs with Woody and Bo Peep for the restrooms and stuff. But yeah, it's gorgeous. And the gift shop.
It's super great. Cute. The whole hotel really pays homage to Pixar as an animation studio. So of course the artwork is going to be amazing. Of course it's going to be stunning. It's one of the main centerpieces of the hotel throughout. Your kids who grew up on these Pixar films, who are growing up watching these, are going to love this hotel because everything is so recognizable and they're going to feel right at home from the moment that they walk in. Another thing that's going to greet us in the lobby, is it the lamp or the ball? Now
I think it's both. Forgetting. I think it's the lamp with the ball. I'm not sure.
So it's going to be in that spot where Goofy used to be, and that is going to be absolutely incredible. They do have online check-in, just like the other hotels as well. One of the things that I really like about this hotel that hasn't changed, but it's just one of those perks that kind of gets overlooked, is that you can pull right up to the lobby, unload your luggage right there. Where you can do that at the other hotels, but it's more of a process. This one, the distance between getting in there and to the elevators is really quick. It's just really simple. Plus they don't have like gated entry access. So it just feels like, a lot of that, I don't know, like
it's easier.
Barrier it just feels is gone. Easier.
Yeah.
Each floor of the Pixar Place Hotel is dedicated to a different Pixar film. So throughout our rides on the elevators, and Becca, we're going to talk about the elevators. I saw Coco. I saw Incredibles. Actually can't remember what other ones, but each level is a different film. So that will be really fun to figure out, to see which level you're staying on. And then that's a great way to remember your number and where you're at, and you're greeted once the elevator doors open by a huge mural depicting that film as well. And it's just a lot of fun, super cute to see. While we were going up and down the elevator, we did have the one elevator that's the clear glass, and you could see into the other side of the hotel, and none of those rooms or none of those hallways were complete. It seemed like at that time they were putting most everybody else in the other side, in the old rooms. And there was only a few of us. I think there were maybe three or four other people on our floor. And again, it was during construction, so we definitely heard construction. It was definitely part of the process, but we were more than happy to deal with that for experiencing the room. So elevators.
That's a touchy point for me. I wanted them to gut the whole elevator system. I hate that elevator system. I understand why they didn't. It probably would have been really, really expensive and all that stuff. For those that have not stayed there, we have to explain the elevator system because you can't just hop on an elevator.
Yeah, and that's something that they're going to tell you at check-in as well.
Yeah. You have to wait. You go, there's a screen, and you put what floor you're on. And then it will assign you an elevator. And sometimes it like does the weirdest things because it doesn't know how many people are in your group. So while it may seem like a smart way for that elevator system, it's like, oh, I can put more people on here. You may have a super long line for one elevator and it goes to all these floors you don't need it to. And so we've actually watched, and sometimes you can see when the doors open up, I don't know if it's still this way, hopefully it is, the floors that it's going to are lit up on the side, like you can see it somewhere.
I didn't notice.
And then we would see, oh, our floor is actually on that one. So that one's going to our floor too. And only has a few people. So we'd hop on that one. But it's, once you get inside, there's no buttons for floors. You can't change it, right? That they didn't add any buttons.
Right, you can't change your mind. So, yeah. So one of the things that they talked to us about when we were checking in, she said, have you stayed here before? Do you know how the elevators work? I said, yes. And she explained to me again, because most people are going to be like, of course I know how an elevator works. Not realizing that it is completely different. And she said, when you're coming down in the morning, especially for early entry, you need to leave your room. I think she told us at like 6:15 for an 8 a.m. She said, you need to leave your room really early because it's going to take a long time to get down, to get a elevator that's not full. Well, luckily we were on the top floor that was open. So that was a great perk because we never had to get on an elevator that had people. It would just come all the way to the top. And being on that high level and having the park view was so amazing that I don't know if I could do it without, especially if I'm taking my family. I'm going to upgrade to that park view, and we'll talk about that some more as well. But we decided to push it with our time, as always, trying out different strategies, you know. And I know that that hotel security entrance to Downtown Disney and from the Disneyland Hotel does get really busy in the morning, but we opted to use the California Adventure side exclusive entry by Paradise Gardens Park. And we use that so many times in and out, but we use that in the morning. And I think we left our room at like 7:15. So like an hour after the suggestion, and we were like the 10th party in line. So it was really ideal, really comfortable, just really easy to navigate. And that walk just feels so much shorter.
Definitely. One thing I want to point out for anyone listening to this is that Disneyland has, this was when you could choose either park for your early entry, mm-hmm. and you cannot do that anymore. So just know that when you need to go to Disneyland, you're going to have to leave earlier because you are going to have to go through that downtown security.
Yeah. And it's kind of confusing as well, because with the early entry, and you still need park reservations. So just keep that in mind when you're planning. And if you want to use that early entry, you're going to make sure that you make park reservations on the day of the appropriate early entry access. We talked about possibly doing monorail. And I think I talk about doing monorail almost every time when I'm there, like at the Disneyland Hotel or Pixar Place. I'm like, should we do early entry via monorail? And every time I change my mind as I'm walking by, I really need to do it because I know some of our Disneyland with Kids members have done it and have enjoyed using that monorail access, but it usually doesn't start till a little bit later. And we've talked about that, where it's going to actually deliver you into Tomorrowland at the point of early entry. So 7:30 or whatever time it's opening, you're going to get there at that point if you're on the first monorail. So, but let's get back into Pixar Place Hotel. What are some of your questions, Becca?
We haven't even touched on the rooms. You need to touch on that.
Right. Besides that, I said it looked amazing. Okay. So again, pictures and video on thehappiestblogonearth.com. It's absolutely adorable and very also chic, really, which they really could have gone like a full, playful, over the top kind of motif, and they just did a great job. It feels like little kind of like a loft in there. They've got like the laminate or wood floorings type of feel. They have rugs under the beds, which have little Pixar details in those. So of course, be looking for those Pixar details everywhere. The bedspreads have little Pixar details in it. They have enough room to sleep five. So they have the pullout couch bed. That's a single bed. The couch is a red tweed. It's so cute. It reminds me of something Edna Mode would enjoy. There's a little desk area. There's a mini fridge and wet bar area. They have the bathroom with a shower, no tub, and the sliding kind of barn door. However, the lock is actually a really good lock. You know, a lot of those sliding doors do not have locks, and some of them are just really finicky. This was a legit nice lock on that barn door.
Oh, that's great. So I wanted to say, in seeing your pictures and the concept art, and also when you talked about the couch, I really felt like it's a lot like the contemporary. Even in the lobby, I feel like I was comparing it to the contemporary after its renovation, because I stayed there in April of 2023, but done better. Because a lot of people are like, oh, the contemporary like renovation just didn't quite get it right. And I feel like they took what was right about the contemporary, which is done in All Incredibles theme, and they fixed what was lacking from there. And this is how the contemporary should have been done.
Okay.
And it's hard to explain if you haven't stayed at the contemporary. Like, it's great. The rooms look great, but there's just something, it's just not quite up there. And this definitely hit that spot, I think, that the contemporary missed.
Okay. And so the contemporary is at Walt Disney World. Yes. Just for those of us who are like, where on Harbor is the contemporary? No, it's not. That would be me. But I just really loved it. It's so Pixar. It's so fun. It's so inviting. The mural on the wall behind the beds, all the different lighting features that they have. They have a really beautiful Pixar coffee table type book there that has a nice little note that should the coffee table book disappear from the room, you will be billed a nice fee for that. I really wonder how long those are going to last. It has this cover that I think they'll be okay, but I just imagine like little kids rummaging through the pages and that could get interesting. We'll see how long those last. They used to have the Pixar ball pillow before the room makeover, and now they have like a lumbar pillow that is circular and then has the ball of the Pixar like on the sides. Those were really cute as well. Closet space was good. And you know that they changed the shampoo, lotion, all those things that people have loved, the H2O brand that's part of the Disney hotels. That brand is no longer in business, but it is still those same scents and soaps and shampoos. And those are attached to the wall in the bathroom, so you don't need to bring shampoo and conditioner and body soap. And those are also have cute labels that are like Pixar colors. I just absolutely loved it. So theme park view, I told you guys how amazing it was. I want to keep that. We arrived late on a Sunday night, just in time to watch World of Color from our room. And it was incredible. You can play the soundtrack on your TV. And we were just absolutely loving it. It was so magical, so much fun, so comfortable. I highly recommend getting that theme park view room if you are arriving on a non-park day where you want to do that night. And then we were also able to hop out into the pool area and kind of courtyard-ish area where they will be having like food and drinks and things to serve. But they have different fire pits with the Pixar characters and fire coming out like Jack. They have tons of seating. It's going to be bumping there in the summer too, but tons of seating. Looks like just outdoor food court kind of vibe, but little upscale. And then they have the fireworks viewing area. Right now, it wasn't ideal because part of it is still blocked off to construction, but they also pipe the music in. So you can do both of those things on arrival night if you want, or even if you don't go for the park view room, you can still go out and do fireworks if it's a fireworks viewing night that they're showing. And the pool area is bright, vibrant, beautiful, and I think people are going to have a lot of fun there.
I think the last thing we should touch on, like we're way over on time, but there are two restaurants in the lobby. One is open currently. It's the sit-down restaurant, and that is Great Maple. And then there is going to be a quick service restaurant there as well. And we're really excited for this opening. We have both definitely changed our minds, I think, about this hotel. And if you want to know other things we have changed our mind about, you are going to want to tune in next week as we talk about all the different things we have changed our mind about over our years of going to Disneyland. We'll see you real soon.